Let's recreate that magic from 4 seconds ago.
Okay, you were saying.
The bike crash. No, that was not. That's not a good story.
You were saying something funny and interesting just before. Oh yes, party time!
Well, you said party.
Yeah, I just felt it. I felt
but you're
the energy.
Lying. You're lying. You're going camping. That's not a party.
No, no, it's not.
Not with kids.
No, no,
or anybody ever.
Ever. If it's in a tent, it's not my favorite. I'm going against my will.
I like your tent.
Yeah, well, the weather is supposed to be fantastic, so I don't have to worry about your situation, the rain situation. It's a good dry weather tent.
Every tent is a good dry weather tent. Yeah. Hello and welcome to episode 340 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam
in Vancouver, I'm guessing.
Sure.
Still, I mean, you're on your way out the door to go camping.
Right.
Where are you going? When we hear this, you'll be back from there.
Already back.
From where are you going?
Cultus Lake.
Do they still have the milfoil problem?
I don't know. There's water slides nearby, so that'll keep the kids entertained.
Two different stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not where I was going. They never had the milfoil issue in the water slides, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Is that the water slides where they have the super giant freefall one?
They got some massive water slides. Yeah. Do you know how you know that you're getting old?
You hurt yourself in your sleep?
Well, there's that.
Right.
But you start to fear fun activities as ways to injure yourself.
Really? Because for me, the water slides would be like, I'm going to be cold waiting in line.
Well, see, that part's doesn't occur to me. But there's this one water slide there. It's like almost like a giant half pipe. And you go in a tube. And it basically drops you off like the side of, I'm going to say, about a three-story high half pipe. And then you just go down and then up the other side and then back down on the other side. And I don't know. They have a Valley of Doom or something named to it.
Ooh.
But all I look at with that one is, how many days is my neck going to be sore after that?
Yeah,
like
11.
That's what it's become. No, and I remember 10 years ago, probably was the last time I went to those water slides, and my neck being sore. And now I'm 10 years older and less resilient.
Yeah.
Do I go on that?
You do go on that.
And just pay the price?
Yeah, you don't want your kids to think that you're an old dad.
But I am an old dad.
Yeah, you don't want them to think that, though. You want to keep up the facade.
The facade, yeah.
For a couple more minutes.
And just take it. Just eat it. Eat the fact that I'm probably not going to sleep well for a couple nights.
As Patrick Swayze said in Roadhouse, pain don't hurt.
What hurts?
Hurt? I don't know what hurts. He never said. He never told us what hurts. Pain don't hurt.
I think they edited it.
The guy carried his medical records around with him. Who does that?
Yeah, that's
that is a prescient,
weird.
Prescient individual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you, Dalton.
Okay.
I feel like you name your kid Dalton, he's gonna carry his medical records around. Just as a heads up.
Okay.
Heads up to you. Anyone out there naming their kids right now? Dalton, you're in for some trouble.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, go do it. Get on the water slides.
Okay. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. We'll never know.
If you end up hurting yourself and need a neck brace, I would pick it up on Amazon.
I'm sure they have neck braces.
You got it. They must have it on Amazon. Who needs a neck brace?
Maybe I do.
Yeah. Could be. I bought on Amazon this week. Couple things.
Okay.
Three different orders. Two of them related. One of them related to this. Not a neck brace. I bought a necktie.
Okay.
Have you ever bought a necktie on Amazon? No.
I have not.
I don't even know why. I needed a new tie. I think Facebook told me I needed a new tie based on pictures of me. I don't know. I have no idea what they do, what their algorithm is. And they said, hey, man, like, you are way out of fashion. Why don't you buy this? So I did. It was $8. It's good. I like it.
Sweet.
Amazon.
Okay, they've got everything.
Click. What I'm saying is, though, if you do, if if and who is Zuckerberg to tell me I don't know how to dress? That's what I want to know. Have you seen the guy?
He's, I don't know, is he not well dressed?
It's always a hoodie.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, so Zuckerberg tells you you need a new necktie. Click through our site, help us out. We appreciate it.
Great.
Also bought a camera. I bought two cameras this week, in fact. Since I talked to you last, I have purchased two cameras.
Well, one of them, I think I saw you a picture of your kid playing with like a Polaroid, right? Another Polaroid.
Yeah. Well, so after we spoke last week, like literally 12 hours after we, more than that. It was more than 12. Not literally. It was not literally 12 hours. Closer to 15.
Okay.
I talked last week. I told you that one of our listeners sent me a Polaroid camera.
Mm-hmm.
There was a flea market the very next day here in Tubingen. And do you go to flea markets?
No.
You should.
Maybe.
A couple times a year only. Not every
weekend.
I would
be fine with it. It's not something that pops up on my radar very often. Hey, kids. Don't know what we're doing this weekend.
Do not. Well, you know what? Actually, do bring the kids. It's a good idea to bring the kids. Because I've been to flea markets in North America and flea markets here. It's the same. It is the greatest / worst place to go.
Yeah, my mom would be down with going for sure. No. She's a garage saler. She loved that. That used to be her weekend, Saturday morning thing with garage sales. But
a garage sale is one thing, though, because a garage sale is like you're going out like to your own garage. It's not that huge of a – it's a commitment. You're committing the day.
Yeah.
But you're not packing up all your garbage and driving to the parking lot and displaying it amongst other garbage people. I don't mean that people are garbage, but they all do have – they're all trying to sell their garbage.
Right.
And yeah. So, and it is mostly, you do find good things. Like, for example, I did find a Polaroid camera. And after saying that you can't find them here, blah, 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 I found one in pristine condition from the mid-70s. And she said, €6. I probably could have got her down to 5, but I didn't care. I just said, I just said they're 40 euros. So, bam, I just saved 34 euros. Put it in the box.
Sure.
So I took it. I was like, yeah, I'm in for that. And then this was on Canada Day. This was on July the 1st.
Okay.
And I wasn't in the market for a Northwest Territories license plate. But it was Canada Day, and somebody in Germany had an actual authentic, in the shape of the bear, the actual bear.
Yeah.
So I bought it. The guy played me. Like, he knew what was going on.
He saw Canada all over you.
Oh, no. My German is perfect, so he had no idea. But he said, he wanted €2.50, and I said, €2, you have a deal. So I knocked 20% off that. That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
So I bought it for €2, and I was going to, give it to my son for, just because. I thought, it's going to go on his wall. So I brought it home, gave it to him, and said, hey, what do you think? I wanted a tiger. Like, we don't have tigers license plates. I mean, I don't know, New Brunswick? What do they have?
Yeah, tiger.
I think it's a tiger. I think it's a lion, actually. So again, foiled again.
All right, so what'd you do with it?
The Polaroid?
No, the license plate.
Oh, it's going on his wall. I cleaned it up and I haven't put it on his wall yet, but I will.
So he's accepting the fact that it's not a tiger?
Yeah, he's 3. He doesn't care. Okay. I'll tell him it's a tiger. We'll move on with our life.
Okay.
Yeah. Done. So I bought the Polaroid. That was exciting. I still have to buy the film for it. I'll do that this week. And it doesn't take the exact same film as my other Polaroid. It's a slightly different model. But either way, they still make it. Like, the Impossible Project makes it for both.
Okay.
So I'll make an order, probably order a couple different 3-packs and have some fun with it.
Sure.
But while I was at the flea market, like, this.
How do you know it works?
I don't.
Or is just the risk it you have to take?
Yeah, €6, I'm pretty sure. Okay. I'll risk it. Like, I don't care. If it doesn't work, well, my son has a toy.
Okay.
But I'm sure it does. There's very little that can go wrong with it. Because unbeknownst to me, because I don't have that much Polaroid experience. We never had one as a kid. But I thought about, let's say, how do I see if this works? Hey, where does the battery go? The battery is built into the film cartridge that you buy. So it just comes, I guess, which is maybe why they're a little bit more expensive, but that's part of it. So there's very little that can go wrong with these. And if it does, it's $6. I'll move on with my day.
Sure.
Meanwhile, one of the guys at the flea market, he was selling all kinds of things like, you know, drill bits and that were slightly broken and files with no handles and a beat up old VHS tape with some masking tape on it and some felt pen that just labeled sex movie.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, hey, how much for that? What I want to know is, and this guy did, he did not look like an upstanding individual.
Okay, even better, yeah.
Yeah, and so I didn't have the heart. Had you been there with me and I had an audience, I would have got into it. Okay. We would have had a lengthy 30-minute discussion over the sex movie.
Right.
And what it is and why he's selling it and how many times. I want to know how many flea markets he's brought this to. Without being able to move that unit. And what's the price on that? Was it he did not have a price on it. So I'm assuming it's just like, hey, you know, he'll size you up and go, you will spend €30 on this sex movie. Or maybe it's 50 cents.
Right.
Maybe he just thinks you want to tape something over top of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the flea market in a nutshell.
Gotcha.
So I'm telling you, you're missing out. Like, and I'm guessing your mom, big flea market fan.
Oh, she's
probably would have bought that movie.
Maybe, you never know.
Yeah.
She's looking for what we call in our household bargoons.
Mm.
It's like a bargain, only better.
A bargoon?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Hashtag patent.
Have you ever heard that term before?
No, I've not.
I've never heard another individual in my life utter it other than my mother. I've never heard it in passing conversation.
Is it a Montreal thing?
I have no idea. Bargoon.
Le bargoon.
Yeah. She is all about, like, if she goes to a garage sale, she's finding a bargoon. Something. There will be a bargoon had.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I do love these things. I do love going of garage sales because you find things that you would never even know existed. Like friends of ours live in a neighboring village. And somebody at this garage sale was selling this ceramic plate or something, like a tile. Not even a plate, but like a tile that was framed. And on it was, well, they live in the, remember a couple weeks ago I posted the A-team photo?
Mm-hmm.
And there's the church in the background, right? On the hill?
I remember.
Okay. Well, that's just a very famous church around here. They live in that village. And so I came across this tile that had been painted with that church on it and framed in with wood. And it looked like something that your grandma would have thought was tacky. I bought it. It was €1. I bought it. And they have it hanging up in their house now.
Sweet.
Because I that was her birthday, because she said, oh, her birthday is coming up. That's what she's getting. And I love it. I like, if you found one for my village, I would hang it up.
Gotcha.
All right.
I'm going to look for one.
So I bought two new cameras.
Okay, the second one.
This is in the that was the Amazon section. This is the what's going on section.
Okay, the second camera.
I solved my waterproof camera. Wait a second. I solved my waterproof camera problem.
Okay, how'd you do that?
Bought a waterproof camera.
Okay, was this a flea market bargoon or was this something on Amazon?
Amazon.
Camera store? Okay, Amazon. What'd you get?
Amazon. I bought I'm going to go ahead. It's essentially a GoPro knockoff.
Okay.
I didn't want to buy a GoPro. They're expensive.
They are very expensive.
Yeah, and they're good. Like, they are awesome. I've seen the footage. It really is amazing. I don't really care.
Okay.
So I saw somewhere online people were reviewing this thing called the MG Cool.
Sure.
MG Cool. There's a couple different models, like the Explorer 1S, the Explorer Pro. I didn't really know when I clicked on Amazon, but I bought the Explorer Pro. I don't know if I, you know, wasted my money or not.
Okay.
Love the thing. It showed up. It's tiny. It's light. It comes with a... it shoots, it says 4K. It's probably some sort of pretend 4K. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need 4K. Full HD is great.
Yeah.
And it comes with a waterproof housing.
Awesome.
It's got Wi-Fi built in, so you can actually have this an app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod, whatever you like.
Sure. And don't need it, but great.
No, but it's actually kind of cool. I mean, if you're
no, I know a spy. The 6D has it too. I've used it once.
Where you can do a live view on your iPad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Yeah, it does. But again, it never comes up. So
no, exactly. So. This is a more of a proof of concept thing where I'm like, hey, you can do this. Moving on. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
It's more hassle than it's worth. Meanwhile.
It is cool, though. It is cool the fact that it can do it. But yeah.
You're right. No, I'm fully in that camp. I wish you'd let me get a little bit deeper on that story before you threw cold water on it.
No, it's just let's save everybody some time.
Fair enough.
We can talk more about bargoons.
This was a bargoon.
Okay,
definitely.
Let's get to that part. How much did it cost?
What do you think? It shoots the HD. It shoots stills. It's not zoom. It's just like a wide angle lens.
Okay, I'm going to go conservative.
Uh huh.
I'm going to say $2,000.
$2,500.
Oh, you got screwed.
No. But they threw in a sex movie on Betacam. It was good.
Okay.
It was all right.
Okay. So,
quality
so,
is excellent. So, 48 euros.
48? Oh my gosh. That is a bargoon.
That is a crazy bargoon. I thought at 48 euros, and this will go underwater, like it's splash proof.
With the outer underwater housing.
With
included.
The underwater housing and 95 different mounting options as well.
Amazing. I'm trying not to be facetious, yeah. And that sounds very reasonable. I know 48 euros is probably like 800 Canadian dollars.
I bet you it's probably like because of the way it works over here in the taxes, etc. It's probably $50 Canadian on Amazon.ca. I'll bet.
And where's it coming from? Like, where are these made? Because that might factor into the price.
Oh,
here.
they're made right in the good old USA.
Okay, that will increase the price substantially. If that was the case.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. You know where they're made.
They're China or Japan?
China.
Okay, yeah. So China. So it's going to be definitely cheaper.
It's a Yong Nuo situation, but I think what they've done is just looking at the GoPros from a few years ago and just knocked them off for much, much cheaper. So when you compare them, like you can get one of the little GoPro, what do you call it? GoPro... What's the tiny one called? I forget now.
I have no clue. Not up on this stuff.
GoPro Memory, it's called. It's not called that. I have no idea what it's called. But I looked at it, and it's, I think they're like $150 to $200.
Okay.
And so.
That sounds cheap even.
Yeah.
I think they're more than that, but yeah.
And that, no, this is like the light version. Like it doesn't do all the crazy ones. Like the GoPro Hero 5 is around 400 US.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've seen. Most of them look like the
and
Hero.
It's better. I'm not going to say that this is, apples to apples. This is not as good. However, it's pretty awesome. For $48, I will be bringing this to the pool a lot. And I did last night. I got it and it showed up in the afternoon. Took my daughter to the pool last night and just shot around with it on a 10% full battery, unfortunately, because it just come in the mail.
Okay.
And so I didn't get to shoot too much with it, but I kind of love the thing already.
Okay.
It is fun. It fits in the palm of your hand, so you're not this big conspicuous guy with a massive 70 to 200 mil lens at the pool, which everyone hates. Ironically, though, you could be a massive perv with this one. And not the other one, but yet somehow you're okay with it.
Okay.
All right, that's a different conversation. Anyways, so shoot underwater. So I shot a bunch. I sent you a couple of links.
I watched one.
Which one did you watch?
The last one.
The one down the slide?
Yeah, down the slide.
Okay, that's the one I'm going to post.
Okay.
For people to see.
I watched it.
Just because it's fun. Like, that is really, ironically, a selfie, though.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, like, most of the stuff I'm going to shoot will not be selfies. I just, once again, thanks to Jared Fogle, I'm not posting pictures of my daughter in her bathing suit.
Okay.
So, most of those other ones were that. Her, like, underwater, swimming underwater, which is just, like, the picture is fantastic. So.
Does this camera do stills as well, or just video?
It does, but I'm not going to... I'm not too worried. Yeah. I'm not too excited about the stills.
Yeah, they'll be terrible.
So. Pretty much. Yeah.
Just they have to be.
Yeah. There's no way they can be good. At $48 shipped to your house.
Well, and that's what I found about the underwater Nikon camera that, that I have, is the video is great. The stills are terrible.
I got to figure if I'm just doing screen grabs from the video, I'm way ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Although I'm not going to. Like, I'm not going to go get them printed. That's not my style. I just thought, this is going to be fun. Like, yeah, like kids love fun. The slides. They love to go underwater. Like, they are big fans. And on sunny days, there's so much light. And the pool in Tubingen, it's metal. And thus, the light just bounces off the bottom. And so the light in the pool is fantastic.
Sure.
And so, anyway, so there's the video. I'm going to post that of us going down the slide and just having some fun. And you can see it's not, it doesn't look like one of the Christopher Nolan Batman movies.
Not exactly.
No. But it's fun. And at that price, for $48, I figured, back in the day, if you bought two rolls of 24 exposure film and got them printed,
right,
that was $48.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I get my money's worth by the end of the week.
And so just remember, for all of those listeners that are going to rush out and buy one of these on Amazon, click through our site.
Please do it.
Sure.
All right. Just a quick reminder of the July monthly photo challenge, as announced last week. It is summer again.
Part two. Yeah, I'm going to for sure do better. I say that, and I haven't even thought about it or taken anything that would qualify at this point.
But you can't do worse.
No, I probably can't do worse.
And you're going camping tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe that. But I'm just going to bring the little camera.
Yeah, but camping, we did a whole episode based on camping a couple weeks ago.
Right.
I'm guessing on your drive out to Cultist, you're going to be listening to that episode for some tips.
Definitely.
No question. Your kid's big fan. Big fan of the show.
Yeah, big fan of the show.
All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I shot a save the date white background photo shoot.
I saw a picture from that.
How did you see a picture from
somebody
that?
Posted it. I don't know the people, obviously, which is why you're surprised I saw it.
Yeah, that's pretty random.
They tagged you, and I saw that. And when stuff comes up, they tag you.
That's how it works.
And gotcha. They said nice things about you, and I was like, this must be a different Adam Schwartz.
So was there just one photo, or what was posted?
It was the feet and the dog I saw.
Yes. So, yeah. So I mean, I don't have to go into a lot of detail, but basically, they had an exact idea of what they want for their save the date. I don't know, it's cards. What do people do now? Send out cards?
I don't know.
I don't really know how weddings work anymore. So these are people that I know, and they basically came with an exact idea. She wanted the white background, and then she wanted a few set shots. They had each person kind of looking in a different direction. She was going to create this composite sort of save the date card that had different elements to it. Mm-hmm. So this was really easy for me because I was basically just doing what I was told. I didn't have to come up with all the ideas. I threw in a few of my own ideas just as extra pictures once the white background was set up that I thought would be nice for them to have. Mm-hmm. But basically the one that was posted was one with the dog. So the dog came and it's funny, I've done a photo shoot for this lady a few times, and she brings her dog, and my kids love the dog, and the dog loves my kids, and so they get a little bit of dog time, and then feed the dog treats, and the dog comes into the photos and is super cooperative. And so it's really neat. You get cool photos. I don't know exactly, some kind of terrier that the dog is, but the dog is very photogenic, and you can get the dog to look at you when you want. So it's much easier than working with a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old.
Or 11-year-old.
So anyway, we did a couple of set shots that they wanted, and then one with the dog. And so the dog photo sort of has, like you said, this was all their concept, but sort of shot from, I guess, the just above the waist down with the dog in the middle. And yeah, I think it really works, and wasn't my idea, but we did a bunch of other photos, and it was just one of those things. I have never done this sort of save the date sort of photo shoot, but mm-hmm. It was fun, and I think everything turned out well. And yeah.
Are you going to post the feet in the dog photo? You can do that, right?
I guess I can, or people can. I didn't ask permission for any of it, and
just
I know
it.
Yeah, I don't like to do any of that.
I think feet, you're okay.
I think I will ask the lady that I did the photos for if I have her permission, then I will.
I already posted it with her name and address on there.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah. So
and what to send? Know, hey, how are you going to send a gift?
Is it? Do you think it's like for me to post it though? Photographically, is there really anything to be learned there?
But we're talking about it. We spoke about it just now.
Because you asked me if I did something interesting, and it was something interesting to me.
Yeah.
And it was something different, but it wasn't. It's. I'm not sure what it's used for as a teaching tool, and like in you know, it's white background.
You might be thinking too much about this. I don't know that our listeners are going to spend 30 to 40 minutes analyzing it, but maybe they want to get you described like let me tell you in the movies if you bring in a movie in the first act if you introduce a big gun in the third act you have to fire that gun the rule I'm pretty sure what's his name William Goldman said that you don't have a choice so now you said hey this dog is photogenic. And these folks have nice shoes.
Right.
Thus, we need to see that photo.
Okay. All right.
And we can all be disappointed when we see it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, good. It's exactly what he said. It's the word picture he painted. Shoes on a white background.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's legs.
No, there's legs as well. And there's eight legs. Eight legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Post the picture. Come on.
Okay. All right.
All right. I was inspired this week by my lack of... I've been talking recently about my lack of photos in nice light.
Okay.
Like, I've just been not good. I've been not good at the pictures. Which is, you know, they don't just give a podcast about photography to anybody. P.S. They do, actually.
Yeah, you just have to basically know how to do it. They wouldn't give one to me, let's put it that way.
Right. That's right. You you have to know how to... Click submit. That's the barrier to entry. So anyways, my pictures have been lousy. Like they really have. So I said, you know what? Like we have some later evening stuff. The kids have been awake because it stays light out later. And so last week, directly after we podcast, you and I wrapped up last. For me, it was Friday evening, kind of late actually, like 7-ish. 7:30 maybe, I forget. I said, all right, kids, we're going for a walk. Well, they didn't want to go for a walk, and they're tired, right? I said, well, you know what? We're gonna compromise. It's cool, light outside. Get in the wagon. I'll pull you. We'll make dinner. You guys can have your dinner in the wagon, and we'll just go for a walk in the countryside. And we did, my wife and I and the kids. And so, strictly, not just because I wanted a nice photo, but because it was a cool thing to do, and also it gave us some nice photos. And so that's the first picture I posted here with the it says clouds.
Okay.
That you're looking at. Did you look at them? I gave them to you.
I looked at them, yeah.
Okay. So there's some nice light.
Sure.
There's my kids. Yeah, try to save your enthusiasm for the end.
To me it's fine. I like some of the photos you posted. That's not one that's particularly great in my opinion.
Oh, does this remind you of your house?
No. It's way more about the background. It feels like it shouldn't have the kids included there. It just
it's called an anchor.
It doesn't work for me.
Oh, wow.
I like other photos though. This is one that I mean there's some that I really like in the group. This is not one of them particularly.
The next one is just a snapshot from Canada Day.
Okay, let's see this one. Yeah it's fine.
That's
let's
fine.
Snapshot Canada Day, sure.
Two out of the three wearing the two hosers. The only reason my daughter's not is because she grew out of hers, and my son's wearing that. So he grew out of his and grew into hers.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. So, but she wore red and white, so quick pose on the front lawn for everybody on Canada Day.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, my son's been sick for the last few days. And so one of the evenings, I said, all right, to my daughter, all right, let's head into town. Like, we'll go into town in the evening, just go grab some dinner. And again, I knew it'd be a nice kind of evening, nice great weather. She'd have fun, and I knew there'd be nice light. So I brought my 5D Classic with the 85 mil.
Yep.
And starting with the one of her sitting, this is what I shot.
I like that one. Is that the shaft of light one?
Correct.
Yep. Very nice.
I love this spot in town. I've shot here many times for both film and video. The two different color buildings here, like with the sort of red on the left and then in behind with the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Although who knows what's going to happen to that. I think they just sold it. The Wirtshaus Liechtenstein has been sold, so I don't think it'll be a... You won't be buying your Maltash in there anymore. I'll tell you that much, Adam.
Okay.
But I love the old cobblestone streets, and then the way the light in the evening kind of comes through here is just... It's a great spot. If you're ever in Tübingen, I'm telling you, at around like 7 in the evening, go and find this spot. You're not going to be disappointed.
Okay, no, a very, very nice photo. Like that one a lot.
So we grabbed some pizza.
Yeah,
my daughter and I.
Looking at that, yeah.
Just sat in the marked lots. Fun fact, fun tidbit for the kids. My wife and I got married. I'm 30 meters behind my daughter there. Not a fun fact. In retrospect, not a fun fact. Yeah.
Fun for who?
Nobody.
Like the light, very nice light, kind of to me. And you know, she's eating pizza, so that with the water bottle there, so that's kind of it's nice composition, it's nice light, it's the, you know, the right aperture, all of that, except for it's again her eating pizza. So
again, this reminds you of eating pizza at Domino's.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over on two and Maple. I don't know where's Domino's.
I don't know.
It's on Two Road there.
Sure.
Yeah. And then we're walking home. We're walking to the car. We're walking to get ice cream, actually, which is the next photo. And my daughter pointed at that wall and over there. She said, "Hey, Dad, that'd be great light. Take my picture over there." And that made my day. I was very excited that she recognized that that was, in fact, nice golden light against a cool kind of stone background.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason I include that one with her shadow, because she decided on that.
Nice light. Needs, in my opinion, for her face to be pointing a little bit more
to her left.
To her left, yeah.
No, you're right. You want to see that eye.
It would be great if that was the case. It's just that, yeah. Okay. If anyone who checks out the photo will see why. It just her nose casts too much of a shadow across her eye and her cheek.
Yeah. No, she's good at recognizing good light.
Yeah.
Not good at following instructions.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But I like the texture in the wall, the golden light, everything. The light across her shoulders and her hair is awesome, and her dress is great. So it's a very near fantastic photo.
Very near, correct.
Yeah, very, very close.
And then we stopped and grabbed ice cream and sat on the wall of the Neckar River. It's a very famous spot here in Tübingen where the Neckar River runs through that people like to sit on the wall. And we went down a little ways, and that's the black and white. I decided this one should be black and white.
Okay. This is the best photo by far.
Would be better if I took it 20 minutes earlier when she still had ice cream.
Oh, okay. It doesn't. You know, it's ice cream.
Yeah.
So the shape of the cone. It's and the depth in this photo with the wall and the bushes and trees and everything as it goes out of focus down a long path. That this is great. And black and white works great because of the wall and the trees. The good contrast there. And I'm perfectly fine without there being more ice cream. She's kind of peering down like, hey, what happened here? Who ate my ice cream? this is a great photo. This is definitely a frame worthy photo. I love that photo. So
I might try it again.
That one speaks to me. Yeah,
I like it because my daughter's favorite ice cream, can you guess what her favorite flavor is?
I'm going to say it's going to be something straightforward. Vanilla or chocolate?
It's vanilla. Well, my son's chocolate, my daughter's vanilla.
Okay.
I've trained them well.
Yeah.
Into not deviating from
not them. Neapolitan.
Is it me? I think I'm the only person I've ever heard of who actually likes Neapolitan.
I would like it if it was get rid of the strawberry.
I have no problem with strawberry.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
It's fine, but it's not as good as the vanilla or the chocolate, so let's not waste ourselves with that other third.
I could not eat an entire strawberry ice cream cone.
Definitely not. Yeah.
However, mixed in with that, I like the strawberry. And I don't know, okay. I'm the only person I've ever encountered who feels that way. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Me too. I know everyone says no.
No.
I'm
that's when well done established.
Correct, when done right, it's very good.
Yeah.
All right, and the last one is, and we're driving home from that evening, this little daddy-daughter evening. And we're out in the countryside, and I see the light hitting the wheat fields, and I think, oh man, this is a great, like the sky is this great blue, and the golden sun shines. Let's just jump out there. And so she jumps in the wheat field. She's a trooper. Didn't really feel like it. Still did it. Jumped out there, even though it was kind of, you know, prickly, according to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I snapped this, and I thought I was gonna love this photo. I thought this like all the elements are there. My
exactly.
Daughter, that's the wheat field,
that's exactly what I was gonna say.
But as I said on the Instagram or the Facebook or wherever I posted this, timing is everything, man. And the light, in terms of light, I nailed it.
Yes, the light's great.
Yeah. Should have taken this either 2 weeks later or 2 weeks, sorry, 2 weeks earlier or 2 years later. She is just way too short for this wheat.
Yeah. I was going to say it's creepy.
Yeah.
It just gives a creepy feel, but yeah. I don't understand why, because I think my brain can do the math as to what's going on here.
That she's hiding? That she's a headless body hanging out in a wheat field?
I wasn't sure if you were going to like this or not, and I thought I might be, I mean, on my own here, but I was thinking exactly that. It's like the light is terrific, but yeah. It's super creepy.
Yeah, no, it is. No, I'm on board. I snapped this and was like, wow. Like, while I was snapping it, thinking, I might go to jail. Like, this is at least be castigated in the podcasting community,
right?
For this, like, this is just ooh. But in all fairness, I want to post my mistakes and I'll get it right next time. I will go and in 2 years maybe or maybe a week earlier in 1 year. I don't know. I don't know what the math is going to be. But we'll figure this out.
Okay. All right. We'll get it done.
All right. So we powered through that. That's all the different photos I shot this week, just for a good light. I think you can agree that each one of them is good light.
Right.
All right. All right. Photo challenge is Oh Canada, because I thought I would tee one up for you.
Canada. Yeah.
Because it was June 30th, the day before Canada Day. I knew you were probably going to do something Canada related.
Yep.
I was not. So this is me really, forget it. I'm not going to go down there. Let's look at my photo first.
Skates.
It says Canada, right? Like, what is more Canadian than Bauer hockey skates?
Sure.
I mean, recognizing that I don't have a Canada Day parade to attend here in Germany.
Right. Yeah. I guess it qualifies.
What should I have done? Taking a picture of my Canada shirt?
Maybe, or, you know, you've got your whole lumberjack thing going.
Done it. Been there, done that.
I know. I, you know what? I just, it's not a particularly good picture of skates. Maybe if it was a good picture of skates, then I'd be okay with it.
What constitutes a good picture of skates?
I don't know. You could have done something fancy. I don't know. Something with external flash and gels. And
what was this?
I don't know.
This was external flash. Two of them, in fact, with gels.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like you got window light or something.
Like
going
I walked
on
into
here.
My basement and went, all right, well, there they are.
Oh, okay.
Snap a shot of that.
I guess because of the drop off. Yeah, I guess I didn't spend too much time looking at it because I don't like the box. I think that's part of it.
My dad made that with his own hands, but all right.
It doesn't work in the photo.
Right. What works? Where would you put skates?
I don't know.
July.
Okay, all I'm saying is I don't particularly like the photo. I don't know how you would make this a good photo. Now I think next week's challenge has to be skates.
Well, next week's challenge has to be stuff in Germany now.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
It has to be wooden shoes.
Again, Dutch. I'm pretty sure.
Where am I going to get a pair of wooden shoes?
From our former premier, Bill Vandersam. Probably has a pair kicking around.
Okay, we don't need to talk anymore about the photo. It's not your best. I don't know what could have saved it. It's a picture of skates. It is what it is.
Wow. That is you can't even find a nice thing to say about it. But wow, you had the orange light coming from the one side and the shadows are blue and you CTO'd the one light and CTB the other. You put the effort in. Alan, what you could have done was just gone and take a selfie of your Canada shirt or your Canada jersey, which really would have been phoning it in, but you put the effort in. And you know what?
Okay.
And considering that you made the call, to make it Canada stuff that evening before Canada Day, even though you won't be having any opportunity to shoot Canada Day. I appreciate the effort you put in on this, man.
Yeah, good work.
Okay, I'll write that out and you can just sign it, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Boy, oh boy. All right, let's see dad's friend. Who is this guy?
This is a random guy that walked in front of my camera.
It's a random guy? I thought it was Ernie Witt.
No, it might be Ernie Witt.
It's not Ernie Witt. It's no way it's Ernie Witt. I thought you were going to tell me this is Terry Fox's dad, and if you don't like it, then you're an idiot.
No, this was – I was getting ready to shoot
– a good picture.
A picture of the guys, the bagpipes.
Sure.
And so I'm – this is before the parade. I don't know. The bagpipe guys did a run going the opposite direction that the parade starts through the street about 15 minutes before the parade started.
Just to clear it.
I guess – I don't know. I haven't seen this before. So they just were coming down the street and everyone was still kind of more or less finding their spot. This is, again, 15 minutes before, maybe 20 before the parade starts. So no one's ready for the parade. And then you hear the bagpipes. I'm like, oh, sweet. And they're coming from the wrong direction. So I guess they're going towards the start line, but they're going to play along the way. And and I kind of set up. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take a shot right now of the – like a sort of a close-up of the bagpipes. I was going to shoot the hands and the pipes, like something artsy, something different than I usually shot. And I'm looking through the lens, and then this – as I'm focusing, I've got – servo mode on, right? Because these guys are moving and I'm not doing a focus trap. I'm going to, as I'm looking through, I'm going to kind of look for what I want through the lens, and then I'm going to snap it. I've got the 70 to 200 lens on so I can get nice and close. And I'm only standing maybe, I don't know, 10 feet away from where this is, where the bagpipers are going. And as I'm shooting them, the guy, because the parade's not going on, just walks right in front of me. And so I did not see him until it was through the lens of my camera and he got right in front of me. And I just thought, well, I guess I'm shooting this guy. He's right in my way. And then I snapped the photo. And then I just thought, hey, that guy was wearing all Canada gear. I looked in the LCD and I'm like, love it. Done. that's all. That was my Canada Day. That's all it was. Happy accident.
Well...
Good photo. I love it.
Hindenburg was a happy accident, except not the happy part.
As far as a photo that says, oh, Canada, what can you do better than this full Canadian garb old guy with the bagpipers in the background?
It's too much.
This is everything.
Yeah, but in all fairness to this guy, at least he kept it color cord. Like, he didn't go mental with it. Like, it's all red and white, and I kind of...
Yeah.
So this guy who I thought maybe, holy smokes, is it Paul Henderson? Like, I don't know who this guy is. Like, I'm looking at this guy and going, this is just some guy.
Right.
Who, you know what? Probably a nice guy.
Maybe.
Maybe has grandkids who call him Pappy. I don't know.
Sure.
Or not. Just a guy who shoots headless kids in the wheat fields. Could be.
Yeah, could be.
Meanwhile, so I'm thinking, oh man, like I'm gonna give you, like I'm prepared to give you full street cred if this is Paul Henderson, because I know it's not Bob. Looking at him, I know it's not Bobby Orr, but I guarantee you right now, today, neither you nor I could pick Paul Henderson out of a lineup.
I agree, 100%.
I'm pretty sure Paul Henderson's kids couldn't pick him out. So I'm like, all right, maybe this is him, or maybe this is Mark Garneau's dad.
Could be.
Like, I don't know what they did. I don't know what Steveston did. They maybe pulled out a couple of the stops and got a C-list Canadian celebrity. This is Alan Thicke's uncle.
Sure.
See, you told me that. I'm going to give you full credit. But this is just some guy who wore the white shirt and the combo.
Yeah, the contrast works. I really like it.
You might win a Pulitzer.
For what the photo challenge is, I am going to right now give myself an 11 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, degree of difficulty to zero.
Yes.
That's the problem. Now, granted, I'm going to say mine is 100% degree of difficulty and not so much the execution.
Right.
So I understand that.
Right.
I still win. That is some guy. Some guy. You could have lied to me. You could have told me. You could have told me that was Wilfrid Laurier, and I would have said, all right. Good. Wow. He was in the... Good for him. He looks good for being 209.
Right.
You know? I mean, who else could you have picked? You could have picked anybody.
Gretzky's neighbor.
That was, yeah, Gretzky's neighbor would have been relevant. Yes. That was Louis Riel's nephew right there. Just
keep going. Yeah. More.
I don't
more.
Know. I know. We've run out of Canadians. That was that guy. He went to school with, I can't even think of it now.
Sir John A. Macdonald.
No, that's too obvious. Everyone knew that joke was coming. Everyone, we all saw that. No. I was thinking that Eugene Levy. Eugene Levy's eighth grade math teacher. That would have been a better story than some random guy who happens to have pretty cool sunglasses, actually. Like, I'm going to say, that's why I thought he was like a pilot or something. Like, I thought maybe he used to fly CF-18s at a cold lake or something, because he has kind of kick-ass lenses there.
Yeah, and just the way the collar's kind of like, you know, half jacked, and he's got the Canadian jacket on top of the Canadian shirt with just enough of everything showing. This looks like it might be catalog posed.
Oh, no, he's definitely a cool dude.
Yeah.
Like, to be clear, I'm not ripping on this guy.
Right.
Like, this guy, he probably had a few girlfriends in Western Europe back in the 40s. Pretty sure. He's the kind of guy who, when he deployed, brought a whole duffel bag full of silk panties. All right. You win. Okay. You win based on the silk panties.
All right.
All right. Photo topic this week.
Yes.
We have one.
Oh, do we have to?
Do you want to? You want to save it for next week?
Yeah, we've covered. We're good. This episode will be 4 hours long.
No, we did 12 minutes on.
This should be the topicless episode.
Topicless, but I've already made a. All right.
Do you have a title already?
Yeah.
What is it?
Dude who was in France in the 40s.
I think this is the topicless episode.
Topicless?
Topicless.
All right. I think we're going to break Google with that. All right, we'll talk about it next week then. We have something for next week.
Save it.
Yeah, we have something for next week.
Okay.
Do you want to impart some wisdom on people?
About what?
Well, I feel like it topicless is one thing. That's fine, because basically I know what you... Basically, that translates to, hey, I have to pee. That's what I'm hearing from you.
A little bit.
Yeah. So before we go, when you're shooting at the parade, you went to this was the parade...
This is the parade, yeah.
What'd you take this year? Give us a tip. Give us a tip on how to go and shoot a parade like this.
I did a 6D 70 to 200 lens. Not that I needed the 6D.
No, but what's the tip? I know what you took.
Asked me what I took.
Yeah, but what's the tip based on that? What do you have for the listeners who got this far? Both of them.
That lens is a great do everything lens. You can get close ups. You can stand back a little bit and get a relatively decent wide angle with a full frame and a 70 millimeter. You get a wider shot as well. It's a good do everything kind of setup for a parade, because if you want to get in tight
for everything, man.
Yeah, I mean it's great, and because I'm sitting relatively stationary. It's nice that I can do that all from one position. And as they're coming down the street for something like a parade, obviously you get your opportunity at a wider shot anyways. Mm-hmm. So 70 millimeter with people 30 meters away, you can get relatively wide, but I can also, if there is a detail that I want to shoot as they get closer, I could get super tight without needing to crop anything.
I love that lens.
So, and I love the full frame camera. So
I think we've talked about it. The full frame camera. Yes. I think we've talked about this many, many times before, but the takeaway tip on the topicless episode.
Sure.
Honestly, I don't think you can waste your money on the 70 to 200 F4L non-IS.
100% agree. And I never have ever come up with a situation where I use this lens and think, oh my gosh, I couldn't do it without the IS. I haven't though. That's what I'm saying. And yeah. I've shot sports. I've shot all sorts of scenarios.
Flash is the scenario.
Okay. But I've owned that lens for, I'm going to say 4 years, maybe 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done absolutely everything I've ever needed it to do. And sometimes you shoot in bursts just in case you
let me back off on what I said. Yeah, I've encountered times where I would have liked the IS.
Yeah.
I still am glad I did not pay for it.
Sure. And you've always been able to get the shot, right?
Eventually. I mean, there's the percentage of missed shots that I would say where I'm like, oh, man, I really needed the IS there to make that happen. It's probably been 3 shots in 8 years.
That's what I'm saying.
And so it's stupid. Don't do it. And for price-wise, I haven't checked the prices in a long time when I bought
It's a big difference between the two.
The big difference, but more so, I mean, you're going to the parade. If you're going with the 2.8 with IS, you're seeing the chiropractor the next day.
Right.
And he's probably closed the day after Canada Day. I don't know what you're thinking. So you got like a 4-day window before you can feel better.
Right.
So don't do it. Like, that thing is a massive tank. So if you own a Canon camera and you're contemplating, I don't know, what should I get here? Get that lens. You will never be disappointed with that lens.
Agreed.
So that's the takeaway in the top of this episode.
The other takeaway I came across from this past week is I talked about, you know, doing the white background shoot.
Right.
I was setting up and I have my big 10-foot paper roll, white paper roll. And I pull it down because we want to shoot full seamless white background where, you know, people are going to stand on the paper.
When you have the seamless white, like the full roll, right?
Yeah.
Like the wide one?
Yeah.
Percentage wise, how often do you shoot with it just to the ground versus pulled out in the full cyclorama?
Almost always with the full cyclorama.
Oh, really?
Yeah, way more often. Like, I'm going to say 3-1.
Oh, I'm like 99-1.
But that's because most of what you're doing is white background headshots. That's why you got
and
it,
sex
right?
Movies.
Right. Yeah. So this definitely, for the way I use it, it's usually pulled right out, which is, it's amazing. Like, you can lie down on it. You can do so many things with it.
Why are you lying down on it?
Well, I think it's always a neat pose, and it's a great pose for kids.
Oh, so you're not lying. Okay. No,
they lie down and hands in their, you know, across their face, the feet in the photo, you get everything. So, but anyways, what happened was I was getting ready, and this is part of being prepared. I haven't used the full white background in a while, and I got it out, pulled it down, and realized, oh, no, like I don't have enough length here. Like, it basically just reaches, I don't know, 2 feet past the floor.
Ooh.
And so, and this is the specific request. The people are coming. I'm setting up. This is an hour before they come. I'm setting up, and I'm thinking, oh no, I'm in big trouble here. So I pull it down, and then I think, well, I have a short roll, right? I have another white roll that's a short roll that I haven't used for a while because it was kind of getting low. And so what I did was, it's only the what are the other size? 6 feet, 7 feet, 5 feet, whatever it is, wide. And so what I ended up doing is I had enough to go sideways with the other roll so that it all works out to the same width. So I turned that other roll sideways and did that, taped it together. Of course, they're the same white tone. Like, they're not different tones of white. They're same manufacturer, Savage paper or whatever, the pure super white or whatever it's called. So I basically whatever it is. I just put them together and then boom, you never see the seam. Don't have to edit anything because, again, I'm throwing so much light at it. You don't see that seam, and boom, fixed.
Nice.
If I didn't have that other roll, I was in trouble. I was making a quick run to the photography store to try to...
How often do you cut them?
I've had that roll for a couple years, so
because
not
I
that
finally,
often.
I've had mine for, almost 2 years now, and I finally cut it like a month ago for the first time.
Yeah, usually what happens for me is that, like I told you, the majority of the time people are walking on it.
Yeah.
And so once they start walking on it, and I've done, on that same roll, I think I've done 3 different photo shoots with this same dog involved. So you get a dog on the paper, and you get all sorts of marks that the next time you shoot, you're not going to want them. Plus, you get creases in the paper because of people walking around on them. So it becomes more editing if you don't cut it. And you really just cut the 3 feet off that they were walking around on. Mm-hmm. But I don't know the exact amount of feet in it. But when you're pulling it all the way out, like I'm using in the living room with this sort of thing, I'm using, well, almost to the ceiling. So basically about 10 feet in height, because you don't want to have to...
8 feet.
8 feet? Sure, 8 feet. Whatever.
Well, drywall comes in 4 feet. Pieces, and thus 2 of them makes an 8 feet ceiling.
So 8 feet plus another, I'm going to say 6. I'm using probably 14 feet when I'm doing this.
Okay.
So again, you cut, I don't know what the roll makes up, but it's probably not three times that. Do you think?
I forget what it is.
I don't think it's that long.
2,000 feet. I think it's 2,000 feet.
Sure, sure.
Half but a bottom mile. Line it's half is, a, it's really huge though. Mine's the, I got the big one.
A couple of years of doing this is that's what it lasts.
That seems reasonable though. Like especially if you are pulling it down all the way and when you're not, like when I'm just pulling it to the ground and sandbagging it because I'm doing headshots, no problem.
Yeah.
You know, you'd never have to cut it. But I did a couple jobs where it was, guys are standing on there with their baseball cleats and, oh, guess what? That's got to go.
Right.
So I did cut it. And you can get more. They're not that expensive, relatively speaking. About $100? What does it cost?
No, not even that. I think it's about 65 here for the wide one.
Right. It might be around 65, 70 euros. So I do the translation.
Yeah,
here because the shipping. Because when I order mine, it comes from the same place yours comes from in like North Carolina.
Yeah,
and so to ship it over here, and it gets over here in a couple of days. So they, I don't know, they fly it, I suppose.
And I basically decided, okay, I can't do after I finish this photo shoot, I can't do what I want to do with it. So I don't want to store it. So I basically recycled it until the next time I need to do a white photo shoot, and then I'll just buy a new one. But in the meantime, I might not do one for months, and therefore I don't want to have to deal with storing this giant monstrosity.
What are you going to store there instead?
I don't know. Maybe granola bars.
Love it. Awesome. All right. Photo challenge for next week
is skates.
Skates. Not doing bargoons. Skates again.
Bargoons.
I'm not. You know what? Those skates were a bargoon, by the way.
Okay, you've got it covered.
Do you know what I paid? Double. Do you know what I paid for those skates in Canadian dollars? I don't actually know.
$4,000.
I don't actually know, but it is anywhere from. It could have been zero. It could have been a free pair that I got from the store, or okay. It could have been up to as high as $4. Point being, kids' skates in Canada are pretty much free.
Bargoon.
Yep. Love it. Love it. Forget healthcare. Free skates. That's what Canada is all about.
What is the photo challenge?
I don't know. Wide? I wrote that on wide. But that was based on not having a good one.
Okay, wide it is.
Yeah. Well, I know you're not going to think of one. You're not going to waste any milliseconds figuring out a good one.
No, wide.
Yeah, wide it is. So wide. Interpret that how you will.
Sure.
All right. Websites. Adam, where can people find your wide photos?
I can't remember the name of my website. AdamSchwartz.ca.
Pretty sure it's wired.com. Check that out. Those are my photos. I don't even know Wired. I should have said Flickr.com. That would have been funnier in retrospect.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, check my stuff out at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find all the links, photos, and everything else we just talked about. Video this week.
Great.
You can watch me try to make not stupid faces while I go down the water slide and fail at it.
Okay.
Yeah, I look like I'm doing really easy math unsuccessfully. Check it out. And that's at twohosers.com. All right, that's it. Until next week. Get out there and make better photos.